What up, everybody? What up, everybody? This is One Beat, One Pulse, Solid Ground. Just stepping in the building, trying to refresh myself with this site. And something was on my mind. I'm coming out of... I'm coming back from a friend who is ending a 13-year relationship. And they're pretty torn up about it. She's doing her best not to have bad feelings, I guess, with her man, her ex. However, he's making it quite difficult. Now, there's never... I guess why it's on my mind is because when it comes down to marriage, and they are married, when it comes down to marriage... And being together in a relationship of any kind, there's no foundation without trust, right? We all know that. We all say that. But I don't think we take it to heart like we should or take it as serious as we should. Marriage, to me, like I feel like I'll only get married once in my lifetime, if that. This is probably why I'm single. However, back in the day, being married in the eyes of God was a huge deal for me. Huge deal. And I almost did it. I was 2 weeks shy of marrying my high school sweetheart. And I caught her having sex with my best man in the porta potty. I'm not bullshitting. You can't make this shit up, right? But I was heartbroken. I was devastated. But back then, I'm thankful that I found out things 2 weeks before the wedding than 2 weeks after the wedding. 2 weeks after the wedding, at that point in my life, I would have stayed with him because I believed in being married in the eyes of God was a sacred thing. And I would have stayed with her. I would have stuck it out. Now, marriage and due to society has changed, has evolved, whatever you want to call it. Marriage is seen more as a business deal today. But when it comes to love and divorce, they say about 50% of all marriages end up in divorce, right? Well, let's see. And they have it broken down on this chart that I found. It's like, oh my God. They have it broken down on this chart that I found online about the ethnicities and the percentages and if you have education and whatnot. I'm not going to go through all that bullshit. But they say about 50% end up in divorce. And then, I gotta find another one. And then, where is it? And then it says, shit, I can't find it. This one. 1 second, I'm sorry. Shit. Okay, sorry. Anyways, let's see. I'm trying to find it. Anyways, it said like 36% of people that during their second marriage will end up in divorce. I think marriage is taken too lightly these days. Like I said, it seems to be more of a business deal, investment, if you will. And I just wanted to say this. If you're considering or in the middle of a divorce, and again, I understand that marriages don't last forever. Nothing lasts forever, it seems. However, the idea and theory of, or thought in theory, of a marriage lasting to death do you part is a beautiful thought in theory. But if you're considering getting a divorce and breaking up a home, no matter what the reason is, I mean, obviously there's more valid reasons to do so. However, try and think back when you first said that you would marry this other individual. Because I'm telling you, like, there was a moment in time, okay, this is how I feel. If I was to tell somebody that if I asked somebody, a woman to marry me, and she said yes, if I asked her that question, the only reason I would ask her that is because I cannot breathe without her. There is nothing there's, life has nothing, no meaning without her, and that I can't live without this person. And I have felt that love, and that love is an amazing, core-shaking thing. And I'm thankful that I've had it. However, I'm thankful that I had it. But if you're considering or contemplating whether or not to take the step, next step as far as getting separated or whatnot, try to think back at that moment when you had that love for that person, and if you had that love for that person, and that you felt unstoppable, invincible even, and that you could do anything as long as they were by your side, like, try and dig deep down and try and find that love that you once had, because I'm telling you, a lot of times we lose sight of what we had in, at the end of the tunnel. We can't see the tree for the forest, so to speak. And if you've been married for a hot minute, you know, I would say like 7+ years, like, you're going to say some nasty shit to one another, I'm telling you. Like, you're going to say everything because you've already said everything. There's nothing else to talk about. Or if you're fighting, you're going to say shit to cut people, each other down. I'm not saying that's right. But I am saying you're going to say shit to make the other one, to hurt their feelings deliberately. Because you've already said every fucking thing out. You already know everything about the person. I think that, again, we lose sight of what marriage is supposed to be about. And that we are all human, we are all selfish, therefore we are just human, we are human, we're selfish. That's the best way I can describe that. However, if you find somebody that's loving you selflessly, unconditionally, that's true love for me. Unconditional love knows no sex and there's has no bounds. When you love them wholeheartedly, and I don't know. I just feel that people should really take an extra step in that process if they're going to pursue it, a divorce or separation, because the people in your life today may not very well be there tomorrow, and you have no idea when they're going to be taken, how soon it'll be, or how when you'll be taken, and we're not promised the next second, let alone the next day. So if you just keep that in mind and spread the word and make love, that one, this is Fella Ground. Yeah.